It's David Knight.
Welcome to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Wednesday, September 20th, 2017. A major earthquake in Mexico, major hurricanes in the Atlantic, and President Trump and the storm following his speech at the UN. We're going to have all that today, as well as a new version of Obamacare reform. Opponents have called it Obamacare Lite. It's not clear exactly what's going to happen with this. That's the opponents like Rand Paul who want the government out of our health care completely. We're going to talk about what it is. I guess we could really kind of refer to it as the Obamacare Block Party because it's a new reform that is based on block grants. So instead of having socialized medicine run from Washington, we can have socialized medicine run from 50 different centers and we can have experiments in socialism. Except that President Trump said yesterday at the UN, Venezuela was socialism properly implemented. So I'm not really sure where we're going to be going on this. It would be a welcome relief to have some of the burdens of Obamacare removed. But of course, Democrats are going to block any reform to Obamacare. Perhaps we should just let them own this socialist failure if we can't get rid of it completely. But we're also going to be talking about other news today. First, the earthquake here. We've got a major earthquake again in Mexico. This is the second major earthquake in just 11 days. The two epicenters were about 400 miles apart. Interestingly, it happened as it was an anniversary of a major earthquake that killed over 1,000 people, and they had just done earthquake drills, and this began as this was going through. Now, the September 8th, 8.1 magnitude quake was the biggest to hit Mexico in 100 years. This one is 7.1, which means it's one-tenth the size, but it hits closer to a heavily populated area. So we're seeing the casualties there rising very quickly, now well over 200. Meanwhile, we have Puerto Rico in the direct path of Hurricane Maria. It has now crashed onto Puerto Rico. We're waiting to see what the fallout is going to be for that. The last major hurricane to hit Puerto Rico was in 1998, and the last time they had one as big as this was in 1932. In tax reform news, we've had President Trump say that it is absolutely essential, and it is, to have major tax reform. Taxes are too high. Of course, spending is even higher than taxes. And unless we get that fixed, the deficit is going to continue to explode. Maybe that's why they're saying, let's just not talk about the debt ceiling anymore, because nobody is talking about doing anything to reduce spending. However, the economic recovery that we have seen following Trump's election is based on expectations of tax reform. And now we've got the big six that are likely, they say, in Politico, they call them the big six. These are the people in power, people in the Trump administration, as well as GOP establishment leaders. They say they're likely to scrap the 15% corporate tax rate that President Trump has suggested. They're looking at something that is in the range of 20 to 23% at least, if not higher. And these are people, the big six are people like Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, Orrin Hatch, Senator David Perdue, and others. So we'll see what the power brokers do. They're saying they don't want to go as deep on tax cuts. If this doesn't happen, just as we saw Obamacare not happening, that is going to have a negative effect on our economy because those expectations have been built in for a year. And they're expecting it to be retroactive as well. That's a big part of the built-in expectations. On monetary issues, we have the Federal Reserve concluding a two-day meeting today. It'll be interesting to see what they do. It's not expected that they're going to change the interest rate, but they do believe that they're going to start divesting themselves of bonds and instruments that they have taken on, debt that they've taken on, part of their portfolio, reducing that. They had bought into that heavily in 2008. They bought a lot of bonds, mortgage bonds. They stopped buying in 2014. Now it looks like they may be putting those out for sale or dumping them. So it'll be interesting to see what the effects are going to be on that. But there's a lot of moves against the dollar. We'll talk about that as well as some updates on an upcoming election to replace Senator Sessions. What is Trump doing supporting an anti-Trump candidate there who's likely to lose? We'll be right back. James Madison, the father of the Bill of Rights, wrote, "Where an excess of power prevails, property of no sort is duly respected. No man is safe in his opinions, in his person, in his faculties, or in his possessions." Is there any question that we have an excess of power in Washington? The only question is, how do we contain it? And how do we remove that power from Washington to our local communities to the individual? That is the ultimate concern. The concentration of power, the excess of power, was always the chief concern of the founders of this country. It was why the Anti-Federalists opposed the Constitution. They believed they put safeguards in the Constitution to abuse that concentration of power. But as James Madison also pointed out, knowledge will forever govern ignorance. The people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power that knowledge gives. Arm yourself with the information of what your rulers are doing, of what the real constraints upon them are. Only then will you have the courage to nullify their actions. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
David Knight with Real News, and we're going to talk about Donald Trump at the UN. Yeah, who would have thought that Donald Trump would revive Elton John from obscurity? Let's just hope that he doesn't say anything about Crocodile Rock. I don't want to ever hear that again. I remember when I was in high school, a musician friend of mine, we were in a band together, and he said, you know what's going to happen when we're older? People are going to say, these guys listen to this garbage? And that's really what we're thinking now, I guess. That could very well happen. So let's not say anything about Crocodile Rock. Rocket Man is okay. I don't want to give you some of the clips of Donald Trump because there, and also some of the responses to it. People are having a lot of interesting reactions to what President Trump said yesterday. I think he was spot on to mock Kim Jong-un. This guy is just wants to be a player on the world stage. And the appropriate response to him is to laugh at him. He is a joke. We don't want to start a nuclear war, but we don't want to give him any respect. We don't want him to think that we fear him. And so I think President Trump's note on that, mocking along with a threat to destroy the entire country, I think that's probably the best response you could have to somebody like Kim Jong-un. He's truly is a crazy little dictator, and he doesn't deserve respect. It's a mixture of mocking and warning that we give him. Let's play the clip, video number 4. This is what President Trump said about Rocket Man.
No one has shown more contempt for other nations and for the well-being of their own people than the depraved regime in North Korea. It is responsible for the starvation deaths of millions of North Koreans, and for the imprisonment, torture, killing, and oppression of countless more. We were all witness to the regime's deadly abuse when an innocent American college student, Otto Warmbier, was returned to America only to die a few days later. We saw it in the assassination of the dictator's brother using banned nerve agents in an international airport. We know it kidnapped a sweet 13-year-old Japanese girl from a beach in her own country to enslave her as a language tutor for North Korea's spies. If this is not twisted enough, now North Korea's reckless pursuit of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles threatens the entire world with unthinkable loss of human life. It is an outrage that some nations would not only trade with such a regime, but would arm, supply, and financially support a country that imperils the world with nuclear conflict. No nation on earth has an interest in seeing this band of criminals arm itself with nuclear weapons and missiles. The United States has great strength and patience. But if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea. Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime. The United States is ready, willing, and able. But hopefully, this will not be necessary. That's what the United Nations is all about. That's what the United Nations is for. Let's see how they do.
Again, we had heard from President Trump. He was on the same page with us, I think, when he was running as a candidate, talking about the waste at the UN. We would all like to see the UN just go away. Those of us who voted for President Trump, I think nationalists see it as a threat to our sovereignty. And yet, it is necessary, if we're not going to have war there, if we're going to resolve this peacefully, I think President Trump struck the right note, stroking the egos of the UN, telling them what a great organization it could be if they would do the right thing, if they would stand up for human rights. He said some parts of the world are going to hell. He tells the UN to end its hypocrisy on human rights and so forth. He tells them to do something to contain North Korea. It's not clear exactly what that's going to be. We've got the Pentagon U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis was asked about the president's new nickname for the North Korean leader. And he said, we're dealing with the North Korean situation through the international processes, and we will continue to do so with Secretary Tillerson leading the effort. We will hopefully get this resolved through diplomatic means. And that's the kind of talk that doesn't really get any attention, is it? But when you call somebody Rocket Man, and then you say, hey, Rocket Man, keep this up, and we'll totally obliterate your country. I think that gets people's attention. Maybe it got his attention, but it certainly put him in his place. You know, when we look at the tweet that he put out earlier in the week, when he first used the term Rocket Man, and I'm sure that his speechwriters did not put that in there. I think that was an ad lib from President Trump. But I thought it was funny when he, in the tweet, he put out President Moon of South Korea. Well, Moon is his first name. so he was calling him like President Donald, you know, of the United States. So he's calling him President Moon, but then he also threw in Rocket Man. I think that was intentional too. I think Trump's got a subtle sense of humor there that I really appreciate. Anyway, he also had some things to say about the Iranian government. He called it economically depleted rogue state. Here's that clip about Iran, and this is clip number three, guys.
Our past time for the nations of the world to confront another reckless regime, one that speaks openly of mass murder, vowing death to America, destruction to Israel, and ruin for many leaders and nations in this room. The Iranian government masks a corrupt dictatorship behind the false guise of a democracy. It has turned a wealthy country with a rich history and culture into an economically depleted rogue state whose chief exports are violence, bloodshed, and chaos. The longest suffering victims of Iran's leaders are, in fact, its own people. Rather than use its resources to improve Iranian lives, its oil profits go to fund Hezbollah and other terrorists that kill innocent Muslims and attack their peaceful Arab and Israeli neighbors. This wealth, which rightly belongs to Iran's people, also goes to shore up Bashar al-Assad's dictatorship, fuel Yemen's civil war, and undermine peace throughout the entire Middle East. We cannot let a murderous regime continue these destabilizing activities while building dangerous missiles, and we cannot abide by an agreement if it provides cover for the eventual construction of a nuclear program.
Very
the
quiet.
Iran deal was
like
one of the worst and most one-sided transactions the United States has ever entered into. Frankly, that deal is an embarrassment to the United States, and I don't think you've heard the last of it. believe me.
All right, he's right about that. It was an embarrassment to the United States. It was a bad deal. Iran's foreign minister replied and said, Trump's ignorant hate speech belongs in medieval times. This coming from the country that, since the mullahs took over, has massive rallies every morning chanting death to America. So he talks about Trump's ignorant hate speech. I would say that what they're doing in chanting death to America, death to Israel every day is maybe ignorant hate speech. And when he talks about medieval times, that's a veiled reference to the Crusades, isn't it? Well, the West has moved on from that. Has Iran under the mullahs moved on from the Crusades? Or are they still stuck in the Middle Ages, in medieval times? We'll be right back with more of Trump's speech at the UN. Stay with us. This is Real News. I'm David Knight.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, Toxic Metal and Chemical Defense Support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and we're going to get back to President Trump's real speech at the UN. It was a great speech. He had a lot of highlights, not just the rocket man that you're hearing, but he took on socialism in Venezuela. That's what we're going to talk about next. But before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you about the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. These are the things that fund our operation. Just yesterday, I gave you the quote from Hillary Clinton, and she said, we got people like these crazy people at InfoWars, and we got to have a liberal response to them. And so now we've got Google funding through Report for America and the Google News Project. They are going to be funding 1,000 journalists, and they have as their advisory board the establishment media, the usual suspects, New York Times, NPR, ABC, CBS, those types of people are going to be in the advisory board. So they're going to try to take back everything for the establishment media. And there's a lot of different aspects of this. We're getting hit with this all at the same time. There's censorship of content when you try to share it, and they're trying to shut down content, and they're coming up with rationales for doing that. They got the Southern Poverty Law Center out there saying, well, we're going to identify whoever is hateful, we're going to shut them down, and we will be the arbiters and the definers of what hate and extremism are. And we've seen how that works. We've got Christian groups being labeled left and right. We've got entire towns, military bases being labeled as hate areas because there's a statue or a street name that they think is hateful because it's named after some historical figure, like maybe Columbus. And we got Portland today saying that they are going to no longer celebrate Columbus Day. They're going to have Indigenous Peoples Day or something like that, something Portlandish. It is outlandish what's happening. But that's the world in which we operate. And we have to keep the internet free. We have to keep information free. And so we appreciate you standing with us, because it's not just that type of censorship, but it is also economic censorship that they try to do. So we sell these products directly, and we try to give you and do give you the best available healthful products out there. We make sure that we take the bad stuff out. We put the good stuff in, like our toothpaste, Super Blue toothpaste and mouthwash. We got it in multiple flavors. And the mouthwash, 50% off. We take the bad stuff like fluoride out. We put the good stuff like nanosilver and iodine in, because they fight the bacteria that causes gum disease, that causes tooth loss, that causes heart disease. That's now 50% off all the Super Blue toothpaste and mouthwash products. We also have Caveman True Paleo Formula that has things like chaga mushroom, bee pollen, bone broth. It is the True Paleo Formula, and you can get it in strawberry or chocolate flavors. It is now 50% off. We also have InfoWars Select Storable Food, 50% off with the promo code IRMA or the promo code READY. Knockout is 40% off. That's our all-natural sleep aid. And this week only, get an additional 10% off your entire order if you use the coupon code REALNEWS. Let's put that in at checkout. Real News, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Let's go back to the speech that President Trump was having at the UN. We've already talked about Rocket Man and Iran. Let's go on to Venezuela, because he said the problem with Venezuela is not that socialism has been poorly implemented, but that it's been faithfully implemented. And I think that is spot on, and I want you to hear the reactions of the crowd there, because they kind of like socialism. And actually, the people in Washington like socialism, too. We're going to be talking about the effort to reform Obamacare by having socialism at 50 different flavors of socialism in every state using block grants, rather than having just one version of socialism in Washington. And so I would say, when we have this debate, We need to talk about the fact that the problem with Obamacare is not that it's socialism poorly implemented. The problem with Obamacare is that it is socialism faithfully implemented, socialism and fascism, that unique combination that we seem to be able to always rely on in American politics, working with big companies to create socialism. That's really kind of the economic fascism that we see. And, of course, the quintessential fascists, the Nazis, that was a National Socialist Party. And as I've reminded you before, Adolf Hitler thought that the mistake that Stalin had made was to go to the final step of owning everything with communism first. He said, no. You want to get there. That's the last step that you do. But what you do to get there intermediately is that you have fascism. So you allow the big companies to continue to operate in kind of a crony capitalist essence. And then the very last thing you do is you take power away from them. And so we have that kind of mixture of socialism and crony capitalism or fascism here in the United States. But let's hear President Trump tell the truth about at least Venezuela, because and let's hope that we don't go down the same road as Venezuela. Here's this clip about Venezuela, number six.
Peace and prosperity for all of our people and all of our neighbors. I ask every country represented here today to be prepared to do more to address this very real crisis. We call for the full restoration of democracy and political freedoms in Venezuela. The problem in Venezuela is not that socialism has been poorly implemented, but that socialism has been faithfully implemented.
Silence. They will not applaud for that.
From the Soviet Union to Cuba to Venezuela, wherever true socialism or communism has been adopted, it has delivered anguish and devastation and failure. Those who preach the tenets of these discredited ideologies only contribute to the continued suffering of the people who live under these cruel systems. America stands with every person living under a brutal regime. Our respect for sovereignty is also a call.
Okay, so that was an interesting juxtaposition in the reaction of the crowd. He goes out there and makes a statement about Venezuela. We all want to see human rights and security and so forth there, you know, all the mom and apple pie stuff. And yay, there's some applause. And then he says it's not socialism poorly implemented, but socialism faithfully implemented. Absolute total silence. What does that tell you about the United Nations? See, the United Nations is not just pushing globalism. The United Nations is the biggest socialist organization on the planet. Every scheme that they have is to push some sort of socialism because it gives them control. If you look at what they're pushing on climate change, the UN IPCC, which is putting out all the data, what are they suggesting? They're suggesting big government socialism, big government control of the economy, big government control of energy use. Every time they do anything, any problem that they identify, they come up with a big government socialist or a solution to it, which is going to reside in their world government. So it's not surprising that all of these different individual countries who have bought into the United Nations, that they would also not applaud when he points out the failure of socialism. You eventually run out of other people's money in the poor countries. You run out of it first. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about President Trump preaching nationalism to the United States, to the United Nations. We should preach it to the United States as well. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight with Real News.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Refresh your breath with Emerx Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emerx Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emerx Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emerx Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and we're going through President Trump's address at the UN. We just talked about what he said about Venezuela. Very well put. The problem in Venezuela is not socialism has been poorly implemented, but that it's been faithfully implemented. And later in the program, we're going to talk about the new Republican establishment. Lindsey Graham's got an idea. Hey, let's not do socialism at the Washington level, let's do it at all 50 states. And so we need to remind them that the problem with Obamacare is not that socialism has been poorly implemented, but that it has been faithfully implemented. That's really what we're seeing here with Obamacare Lite as we run through it. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about what's in it, its chances for passing and how it would change things in the United States. It would take away some of the taxes that are there. You know, we have a lot of taxes that came in the Affordable Care Act. Taxes on medical devices, taxes on insurance, mandates to buy insurance and so forth. You can imagine that all that stuff and more will happen to the people who are in the states like New York and Massachusetts and California. They're going to get it good and hard. And then they're going to demand more money, more paper money be printed by the federal government so they can get more grants or go further into debt to the Federal Reserve, to China, to Saudi Arabia, to pay for this welfare scheme that will bankrupt us just like it has bankrupted Venezuela. But I want to go now to President Trump and what he talks about America First and nationalism as he talks to this organization that is very socialist. You heard them. The total silence when he said what he did about Venezuela and socialism. Not anyone was clapping in that room. No one. Maybe not even John Kelly. I don't think even John Kelly was clapping when he said that. I don't think even his own people. Nikki Haley, you think she would clap to say, no, we got to shut down socialism? I don't think even the people that Trump has around him in his administration that were there, his ambassador and others, would be clapping for that or clapping for some of the other things he said, like mocking Kim Jong-un as Rocket Man. I don't think they were clapping for that either. Before we go to this, I just want to remind you where you can find us on social media. We have a Facebook and Twitter account for Real News. You can find that at Real News X2. You can also find my personal Twitter account. That's the only place I'm on social media, and that's Libertarian, at Libertarian. You'll find me on Twitter there. And, of course, we live stream the program on Twitter. We also live stream it on YouTube. The YouTube channel is is Real News with David Knight. And we also have, you can find us on Infowars.com. That's Infowars.com/show. And that is, you'll see the three shows that are stacked. You'll see Alex Jones Show, and then you'll see Real News and War Room, the other two programs that we've been able to add with your support. You'll see all three of those stacked on Infowars.com/show. So we stream it there as well. Let's go to the clip where President Trump talks about nationalism to the globalists at the UN. Here's that clip.
As President of the United States, I will always put America first. Just like you, as the leaders of your countries, will always and should always put your countries first.
Not much applause there. A little bit more than what he said about socialism in Venezuela.
All leaders have an obligation to serve their own citizens, and the nation state remains the best vehicle for elevating the human condition. But making a better life for our people also requires us to work together in close harmony and unity to create a more safe and peaceful future for all people. The United States will forever be a great friend to the world, and especially to its allies. But we can no longer be taken advantage of or enter into a one-sided deal where the United States gets nothing in return.
That is a great point that he was making the point to them. Hey, look, you represent the best interests of your people. I represent the best interests of my people. We'll see what we can do. We'll try to come to a common ground to work on common causes. But let's understand that nationalism is not an evil thing. It's just looking out for the interests of the people that you supposedly represent, except these people there don't really represent their countries, do they? They have a mindset there at the UN that they want every nation to be subservient to the globalist interests. And so you heard there wasn't much enthusiastic support for that. A little bit more than there was for the criticism of socialism, but not much support for that. You know, when I look at the UN, what I'm reminded of is the time that I was there covering the UN arms trade treaty. They were trying to make it illegal for small arms to be sold across international borders. That would allow them to back things up and to start under an international agreement to come in and start doing gun control in the United States. That was really the long game in that. I was doing video for a group called the National Association for Gun Rights, NAGR. And so we were there because there was a vote that was scheduled to come up on it. And it was in a lot of trouble. Why? Because people had seen what had happened with the gun walker the Fast and Furious issues. Those were false flags, essentially, to try to create a demand for the UN to get involved in our country, saying we've got all these small arms that are crossing the borders. Look at the problems that we have with them. And so we have to have the UN get involved and shut that down. And then it blew up in their face because we had a federal agent get killed. And so when that happened, it looked like they weren't going to get their UN arms trade treaty together. And it was interesting that 1 week before this vote was to happen, that was when they had the shooting in Aurora, Colorado, right on cue. And I certainly believe that that is a false flag orchestrated shooting. And I'm not going to go into all the reasons that I believe that. I mean, but there are so many reasons that I believe that that happened. And we've talked about that before. I do not believe that that was an authentic shooting by that individual. I believe it was staged so that they could take back the narrative that they had lost through Fast and Furious, through the gun walking programs, to try to push this through. And so we were there. We were talking to gun manufacturers, to people who were the few politicians that were opposing this and so forth. And my memory of New York and the UN is that statue that you see behind me, the revolver with the twisted barrel on it. That really has been their focus. And so I think it's very interesting that as Trump is speaking to the UN, we have articles coming out at the same time about how the Trump administration is preparing to ease export rules for U.S. guns. You understand how polar opposite this is from anything that we saw under the Obama administration? They're organizing false flags and they're pushing through legislation to let the UN come into our country because they're going to have background checks. The UN is going to have to demand that there's, in order to implement this treaty, then they would have to track all guns, all gun owners and so forth, and put all kinds of restrictions on, Americans internally in our country. It would basically back up, the controls would back up into our own domestic affairs here. But now we've got the Trump administration easing export rules. And as Reuters reports, they say the Trump administration is preparing to make it easier for American gun makers to sell small arms. You know, I don't agree with everything that President Trump does, and I will criticize it when he does things like get us, continue this war in Afghanistan, or when he says things that lead us to believe that it's going to be amnesty for DACA people, that he's going to backpedal on that and say, they're just going to stay here. It's not going to be amnesty. We've seen that deal before. I'll criticize him when he does the wrong things, but understand there's a lot of things that President Trump has done that are excellent and that we would see exactly the polar opposite. They say this is going to be things like small arms, including assault rifles, ammunition, to foreign buyers. According to senior U.S. officials, they say aides to Donald Trump are saying that they're completing a plan to shift oversight of international non-military firearm sales from the State Department to the Commerce Department. They say while the State Department is primarily concerned about international threats to stability and maintaining tight restrictions on weapons deals, the Commerce Department typically focuses more on facilitating trade. And of course, the State Department is still filled with the globalists who are anti-American, who are anti-freedom, who are anti-gun. They say the officials from multiple agencies speaking on condition of anonymity say the new rules will cut government red tape and regulatory costs, boosting U.S. exports of small arms and creating jobs at home. There will be more leeway to do arms sales, said one senior administration official. You could really turn the spigot on if you do it the right way. It fits the support for gun rights. It fits putting America first. And we have seen the stocks of gun sales, people who manufacture this, after they took a dive, they've now jumped.
Joe right Biggs back here with Infowars.com with some patriotic quotes by Ron Paul. The most basic principle to being a free American is the notion that we as individuals are responsible for our own lives and decisions. We do not have the right to rob our neighbors to make up for our own mistakes. Neither does our neighbor have any right to tell us how to live, so long as we aren't infringing on their rights. Freedom to make bad decisions is inherent in the freedom to make good ones. If we are only free to make good decisions, then we are not really free. Liberty is lost through complacency and a subservient mindset when we accept or even welcome automobile checkpoints, random searches, mandatory identification cards, and paramilitary police in our streets. We have lost a vital part of our American heritage. America was born of protests, revolution, and mistrust of government. Subservient societies neither maintain nor deserve freedom for long.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials.
Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrex Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Real News. I'm David Knight. It's Wednesday, September the 20th, 2017. We've been talking about President Trump at the UN, a masterful performance, and it's very interesting to hear him criticize socialism, to praise nationalism, to mock the North Korean leader as Rocket Man. I think that's exactly the right take on that. But of course, he flattered the UN too, and some people be worried about that. I don't think that there's going to be a major push for the agenda of the UN under President Trump. I mean, he's gotten out of the Paris Climate Agreement. That is something that has freaked out all the globalists because that was one of their big schemes for socialism. Open borders, climate change treaties that are going to impose a globalist tax, because you have to have a globalist tax if you're going to have a globalist government. But also, there was a lot in there for the big corporations that are running most of these governments. They're going to have their carbon credits. And so that was something very dear to their heart. And he really stuck a fork in that, stuck a knife in it. But they're still not giving up on that. We've still got Trump's cabinet pushing for it. We had Rex Tillerson saying, you know, we could still get back. There's still hope. And then we got other people who were with the EU, people who were in France, these politicians who say, I think we can still get the U.S. in there. And now we got Gary Cohn saying, the U.S. will leave the Paris Climate Pact unless we can do a better deal. I think maybe we can do a better deal. I hope this is not just a negotiating tactic, because if we get into, if we stay into this, if we make this formalized, hopefully it'll never pass and be ratified. But just saying that we're going, that we've signed it, that we're part of it, that will allow the courts to play the games that the courts play in America. They don't follow the Constitution anymore. That would be a very dangerous thing. And that's one of the concerns that I have about Obamacare, that form of socialism, is that if we leave the structure there, it is going to continue to advance. If we leave the structure of the Paris Climate Pact there, then it is going to continue to advance. So let's not look at this as just cutting a better deal for America, because that's not going to last. That'll be something that can be removed right away. But Trump has come back. He's opposed these globalist trade deals like the TPP and so forth. He's opposed the Paris Climate Pact. We're still hoping that DACA is not going to be another one of the amnesty in exchange for better border control scams that we've seen enacted so many times, typically with Republican presidents, but Bill Clinton did it as well. Let's hope that that doesn't happen. But they were very much opposed to his agenda. I want to get back to the gun issue, because there's also, in the United States, a very important bill that is circulating through. And I think this highlights, as concerned as we are about DACA, as concerned as we are with the war in Afghanistan, those of us who voted for the Trump agenda, we have to understand that things would be totally different if Hillary Clinton had won. And there are some big wins coming out there on a lot of different issues, especially on firearms. I just talked about how it was only 5 years ago. Let's see, it was 2012. Yeah, 5 years ago in July that I was there for a gun rights group. And they were trying to push through the United Nations Arms Trade Treaty to ban the sale of small firearms across borders. And, of course, that would allow them to push their regulations, to push their identification of gun owners and guns and so forth. They would mandate that all the guns would be stamped with certain things, because you have to track the flow. That means that you've got to identify all the guns, all the ammunition. You've got to identify all the gun owners and so forth. And they didn't get that passed because their false flag blew up in their face. And now here we are 5 years later, and we've got the Trump administration saying we're going to facilitate sales of small firearms. We're going to move that out of the State Department and into the Commerce Department, because we see it as a legitimate business activity. And it is. And as I reported, we see that the gun stocks that had been taking a hit because gun sales had gone down, people had been stocking up on guns. Obama had been the best firearms salesman the U.S. had ever seen. Everybody was afraid he was going to confiscate firearms, so they were going to get them before he did. And now we've gone to a situation where people said, oh, all right, well, now we don't have to worry about that. And firearm sales decreased. And then on the announcement of President Trump making this change, we saw 18.5% increases on a couple of different firearm stocks. Some of them like Sturm and Ruger, American outdoor brands, both of them went up by 18.5% because they said, hey, this is going to be a positive thing for us. We're also going to take a look at the SHARE Act, and we're going to tell you all the things that are in the SHARE Act. It has now passed the House committee. You need to be aware of what's in this. If you support freedom, if you support self-defense, if you support the Second Amendment, you need to support the SHARE Act. I'm going to tell you what's in that. But before we do, real quickly, I want to let you know what supports our organization here at InfoWarsStore.com, what makes real news possible, what makes the War Room and even InfoWars and Alex Jones's radio program possible. And that is the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. That allows us to be independent. There's a vast amount of economic censorship that's going on out there, not just the ordinary censorship. And we have the very best products for you to support your health and your family's health. As Alex Jones says, it is a 360 win. It's a win-win situation. We have 50% off select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off with the promo code IRMA or the promo code READY. We also have 50% off our high-quality toothpaste and mouthwash. The Super Blue brand has nano silver and iodine. It does not have fluoride. So we take the bad stuff out, we put the good stuff in. We also have all Emmerich's essential packs, 50% off. Those are organic household products, things like sunscreen and other things that you'll find. There's about six products that we have at Emmerich's Essential. They're 50% off. Also, the ProPure King water filter, which filters out organic, inorganic, and bacteriological contaminants, 99.9% of those are filtered out. It's a gravity feed water filter, so it'll work even when your power is out. And this is the big one for a family or for an office. The ProPure King water filter is now 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And finally, whatever you get, whether it's on sale or not, you can get an additional 10% off your entire order if you enter the code REALNEWS. That's 10% off the entire order at checkout when you enter the code REALNEWS. Let's take a look at the SHARE Act. This is something that has gone through a committee in the House. It's now going to go to the vote in the full Congress. And here's some of the things that it does. See if you want to get behind this. See if you want to contact your congressman, your senator, and tell them to vote for this. It would increase access to federal public lands by hunters, fishermen, and recreational sport shooters. It would protect the lawful transport of unloaded firearms from state to state. That's a very big one, because we've seen a lot of people who are licensed carriers in other states get trapped in places like New Jersey. I remember the story of the guy who was in the process of moving, and he had all of his possessions in his trunk. And down at the bottom of the trunk, he had some of his firearms. He was coming from a state where it was legal to have the firearms. He was a registered owner. I think he had a concealed carry permit or whatever. It was not recognized by the state of New Jersey. And he was passing through the area, and his family was looking for him. They were concerned because he hadn't shown up, so they called the police. They put out an APB for him. When the police stopped him, they wanted to search his trunk. It's like, yeah, okay, fine, sure, whatever, you know. So he shows them the trunk, and they see the firearms there. Jail time. Jail time for this guy. He was not doing anything wrong. That's why it is important to have reciprocity on unloaded firearms going state to state. It also would, the SHARE Act would also broaden freedoms to carry on federal lands to include those managed by the Army Corps of Engineers, because they don't recognize basic human rights or the Constitution, the Army Corps of Engineers. It also includes the HPA, the Hearing Protection Act. This is very big, folks. This would remove suppressors, or it's popularly called silencers, from the restrictions imposed on them by the National Firearms Act of 1934. Why should we have to go deaf in order to shoot a firearm, to practice our shooting? We shouldn't. And it is something that is keeping people, a lot of people who don't shoot frequently, they don't do it because of the noise. The bill contains also the Lawful Purpose and Self-Defense Act, which would ensure that the Second Amendment's primary purpose of self-defense is adequately considered in the administration of federal firearms law. So the editors of the Washington Post and others are freaking out about this, and you should freak out about it as well, because freedom is on the rise. You would never have seen something like this under a President Hillary Clinton. Everybody would be hunkering down, to use that tired phrase now as we've talked about the hurricanes, but we would be hunkering down with our firearms, expecting them to kick the door down at any moment and confiscate them. And we have to stop this means of tyranny to arrest people as they're traveling from state to state. And we need to be able to use silencers if we wish. And we just saw a movie the other day. It was the Thomas Crown Affair, the original 68 one. And my son looked at it and goes, they got silencers on revolvers. You can't, it doesn't work. And I thought that was perfect. I'm proud of my kids. I think I raised them the right way. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is Real News with David Knight.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Wednesday, September 20th, 2017. We've been talking about President Trump's speech yesterday at the UN. And here's some of the reactions we see. France's Macron berates Trump for threatening the Iran nuclear deal. He says it is a grave error. The French president said that our American agreement that was put in by Barack Obama with Iran, giving them billions of dollars that had been frozen after they had some radical mullahs take over the country. And of course, let's put this in context too. Let's understand that the Shah of Iran was a vicious puppet of the United States at the same time. He had a very dark secret police force called the Savak that was had a reign of terror on the Iranian citizens. That's one of the reasons why they're chanting death to America. They still remember that. And so this kind of blowback that we're seeing is part of what's going on here. That doesn't mean, though, that we then go ahead and give them free reign to develop nuclear weapons. But the French president thinks that we should. The French president says that it was a good deal. It was a good accord, and it would be irresponsible to disrespect. But, of course, he can disrespect President Trump all he wishes, and that's just fine for Macron. Meanwhile, as I pointed out earlier, we have Gary Cohen now joining the Trump advisors and saying, yeah, we will get out of the Paris Climate Pact unless maybe we can manipulate this a little bit. Maybe we can manipulate Trump to stay in this thing. Big mistake if that happens. Big mistake. That is one of the key issues of the globalists to make sure that they keep this going. It is the ultimate reason for why they could bring in a global government. And that's why you see the Pope pushing this so much. He is a big advocate for global government. They need to have a global crisis that requires a global government, that requires a global tax. That is why the climate change issue is such a key issue for them. And even people who believe in man-made climate change understand that the Paris Accord isn't going to do anything. You've got more coal plants being built by China and India than you can even imagine. We have to go back and take a look at the number of coal plants being built in those two countries versus the number of plants that are being built here. We're not building plants. We're closing plants down. And yet we're the ones who are going to be clamped down the hardest and clamped down the earliest. China and India that are ramping up these coal plants that are supposed to be public enemy number one for man-made climate change, they're going to be allowed to continue to do that for decades. And then they'll put a ceiling on it, and then maybe someday they'll start to reduce it. If it is a global problem, then you apply that to all the economies at the same time. That's one of the reasons why we all know that the Paris Climate Agreement is simply a beard for globalism, a beard for global government. In other news, we have a bunch of Amazon customers have now been told about their purchases on a non-existent baby registry. So they're Amazon is telling them they got a baby registry. They don't. Many of these people don't even have a baby. And then they tell them, hey, there was some of your friends are buying stuff on your baby registry. Now, why is this important? Well, this is important because we've seen this happening from other big data retailers like Target, for example. I remember pointing this out back in 2012. Target had sent congratulations on your new baby to a teenage girl. Her dad looked at that and said, what's this about? And she said, I didn't tell you. Yes, I'm pregnant. And they had guessed it based on their profiling of her. Now, Target is really far along on this. It's one of the reasons why I won't shop with them anymore. That and their pushing of the bathroom agenda, trying to push that down people's throats. But Target has been the consulting detective. They are the Sherlock Holmes that the FBI and others go to because they are so good at mining your data. Evidently, Amazon, not so much just yet, but they're working on it. They're going to be there. They're controlling the data for the CIA and the Pentagon. The NSA has found somebody else to work as their IT managers, and they're going to keep working on profiling you. Just wait till they start controlling your cars and tracking your every movement. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight with Real News.
Refresh your breath with Emirps Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emirps Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emirps Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emirps Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Wednesday, September 20th, 2017. We're going to be talking at the bottom of the hour to John Rappaport. And in the third hour, we're going to be talking to congressional candidate and actor Antonio Sabata. So stay with us. There's going to be interesting interviews coming up. Meanwhile, we have Hurricane Maria is now onshore in Puerto Rico, hammering it with 155 mile an hour winds. This is the first Category 4 storm to directly hit the island since 1932. The Puerto Rican governor said this is going to impact all of Puerto Rico. It is dead center on Puerto Rico with force and violence that we've not seen for several generations. When Irma went through there, we talked to someone who has been in contact. He was one of our contestants. I think he was a runner-up in one of our contests, and he was there. The area, it just hit the corner of Puerto Rico, and the area that he was in was basically unaffected. But this is going to affect the entire island, and, of course, they are struggling with bankruptcy at the same time. Meanwhile, in Mexico, we have the earthquake, the 7.1 earthquake that hit yesterday, and this is we've had a couple of earthquakes in just the last couple of weeks in Mexico. Two major earthquakes in just 11 days, 400 miles apart. This one was very close to Mexico City. They are still going through the rubble looking for survivors. Well over 200 deaths confirmed already. Massive destruction there. The one that was on September the 8th was an 8.1 magnitude earthquake. And that was the biggest one to hit Mexico in 100 years. This one, however, is closer to a city and has already had a lot more deaths involved in it. I want to get to Hillary Clinton because, you know, she's just the gift that just keeps on giving. And she is making the media rounds everywhere now. She's just everywhere pushing her book. I mean, she's doing book signings in Costco. I put out on my Twitter feed on Libertarian. I put out a picture and it was a juxtaposition of President Trump sitting behind the Oval Office desk and Hillary Clinton at Costco signing books looking forlorn. So, I mean, this is, you gotta love that when you see that because we have been watching this corrupt woman for a very long time and she should be in prison. And she claims, as she attacks InfoWars, multiple times in her book. She doesn't know whether there's that picture if you're watching this on the video feed. That's pretty desperate. And of course, you know, her book was discounted. What was it? 40-50% before it even was released. And they knew that nobody wanted to see this thing. And of course, there's a lot of Democrats who are upset with her as well because she dumped on everybody. Everybody is to blame for this except for her. It's Barack Obama's fault. It's Joe Biden's fault. It's Bernie Sanders' fault. It's the Democrat National Party's fault. Most of all, it's the Russians' fault. But it's not Hillary Clinton's fault. She is not to blame for any of this. And so she went on The View, and it's just this love fest with all these women, except for one, who asked her some interesting questions. And it basically wasn't even questioning the nonsense about Russia and so forth. It was questioning the fact that she had attacked so many Democrats. Why are you attacking all these Democrats? She said, it's not just Republicans who've had issue with this book. She said to Hillary Clinton to her face. she said, former campaign surrogates of yours, former fundraisers have said, this book puts us in the past. We want to move forward. We want to figure out where to take this party, how to succeed in the future, blah, blah, blah. I want to play you that clip and then tell you what happened to this lady, Jedediah Billa, after she had the audacity to ask Hillary Clinton why she is attacking Democrats, why she can't move on and keeps dwelling in the past after evidently getting out of her straitjacket in the little corner of her cell that she was in, you know, hunkering down as a, trying to deal with the reality of what had happened to her. But now she's doing her book tour. So here's that question, and I'll tell you what happened to the lady who asked it right after we play the clip.
Democrats have come out as well, former campaign surrogates of yours, former fundraisers, and said, this book puts us in the past, and we want to move forward. We want to figure out where to take this party, how to succeed in the future, and this places us in the past. How do you respond to Democrats also coming out in criticism of your writing this?
Well, I think they first should read the book.
Yes.
And they should read the book because what I try to do
is
to say, okay, here's what happened. Mm-hmm. I'm giving you my best assessment, the evidence that I have at
By all means, don't listen to it. That'll drive you insane.
But it's not listen just about the past. For example, the Russians are still messing with our democracy, and they will be as aggressive as they can get away with. Again, not a Republican or Democratic issue. They may have gone after me this last time, but if they think they can destabilize us, which is Putin's principal goal, he wants to undermine democracy, our alliance with the Western democracies. If he can succeed in that, we are all going to be worse off. So I say to my friends on Russia, on suppression of voters, particularly African-American and young voters, and sexism and misogyny, which are endemic in our system, and we ought to start talking about
that's
it.
Right.
So that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. We agree with that.
We totally agree with that.
So, but, we love
that. I was sure that you were going to win. I mean,
play that identity politics again.
So was I.
I know.
I know you are.
Okay, let's hold her right there. She says, I was just sure you were going to win. And she said, so was I. Remember, I read you last week a flashback article from 2013, August of 2013. It was from that bastion of news, the Daily Beast. And they were absolutely certain. They had, what was it, 15 reasons or something? She was absolutely unbeatable. And, of course, the first one was the identity politics that all those women in the audience of The View just love. You know, it was going to be Madam President. That was the first thing. And then the fact that she owned the media. Hillary Clinton is saying, wait a minute, we don't own the media, but we got to own the media, and we're going to get Google, and they're working for us with Report for America funding 1,000 journalists with an advisory board of the mainstream media as they try to censor your sharing of real news with InfoWars. And when I mean that, I mean it categorically, not just this program real news, but I mean all the real news that you're getting. They want to make sure that doesn't get out there. They want to economically censor people. And they're doing that across YouTube all the time. So she's very concerned about that. But, you know, these were all the reasons that the Daily Beast gave us. Hey, she owns the media. They love her. It's her turn. It's going to be Madam President and so forth and so on. Oh, and then the best one from the Daily Beast was, the Electoral College gives the Democrats a lock on the election. And what's she doing now? She's trashing the Constitution. She's trashing the idea of the Electoral College. And we know where the Electoral College is coming from. The Electoral College is coming from the idea that the federal government was a creation of the sovereign states, just as we see right now the United Nations was the creation of sovereign states. Sovereign states like America, like Russia, like Britain and France and so forth. But then, just like we saw with the American government, we have the United Nations saying, you know what, we're going to be the one sovereign. We're going to take things over. And I remember telling my wife 30 years ago, I said, you know what, when you look at the Civil War, the parallels are absolutely amazing between the ascendancy of the federal government and the ascendancy of the United Nations. And I said, they're going to do something like outlaw internal combustion engines. What do we see now, right? They're going to outlaw internal combustion engines, and then they're going to say, we have to have a tax, and we have to, if you're not going to get rid of this, if you're not going to shut down your economy by shutting down your power plants and everything, we're going to send an army in, and we're going to make sure, you know, if they start doing that, start penalizing people, and somebody says, we're going to get out of the United Nations, then they're going to send their army in, and they're going to subdue you, they're going to keep you in that organization. And so, you know, I think that's the interesting backdrop. But getting back to Hillary Clinton, getting back to what happened to this woman, her name is Jedediah Billa. And there was a report here, and this source is ilovemyfreedom.org, and they said that there were, they quoted, let's see, what's their original quote? This is the New York Post, actually, that they're quoting. They said that there were a lot of staff that were upset about how that interview was handled, said an anonymous source. They wanted Jedediah to calm things down. And she was signed on for a full season, but now she's gone. Just a day after she had the audacity to say, Hillary Clinton, why are you attacking Democrats? How dare you say that? How dare you say that? So she was on for a full season. Now she's gone. And they say, well, she was uncomfortable behind the scenes because nobody wanted her to ask Hillary Clinton. They wanted her back. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Prepping for disaster and societal unrest has now gone so mainstream that even Realtor.com is writing about it. But the realtors are still embarrassed to cover the subject and eager to set themselves apart from what they call Uncle Travis's guns and canned foods militia vision of preparedness. Well, the ants may have the last laugh on the grasshoppers, but the grasshoppers will still sing the tune if they can make money. But maybe you don't have a Hollywood mansion where you can drop another $1 million to turn your home theater into a radiation-proof bunker. There are still very effective, low-tech, low-cost things you can do to prepare. In fact, even realizing that there's a need to prepare and doing anything to act on that realization increases your chances of survival. Things that you do to prepare for an Armageddon scenario will help you to weather storms, to absorb an economic shock, or to protect you from home invasion. Prepare for the worst-case scenario while you educate yourself and others and work for the best-case scenario. Get more information at InfoWars.com. I'm David Knight.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Wednesday, September 20th, 2017. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by John Rappaport. And of course, he follows the health issues very closely, follows vaccine issues very closely, and it was within the context of saying we got to get people to take their vaccines, and it's those white people that won't do it. The immigrants will do what we tell them to do, but the white people, well, they're so-called educated. They got these pieces of paper on the wall. Says the woman with a piece of paper on the wall that says she's a pediatrician, and she made this speech. She works for Baylor. She made this speech at a meeting last year. Absolutely amazing what she had to say. And at the same time that's happening, at the same time we have people in California pushing for mandatory vaccines, we have California also saying, well, you know, if somebody intentionally spreads AIDS, if they know that they have AIDS and they spread it, well, let's not make that a crime. And let's not do anything about the borders, even though in San Diego they're having to wash the streets down with bleach because they have a hepatitis A outbreak there that has already killed over 16 people. And it has hospitalized over 400 people. When you think, you know, when we look at CNN is nonstop reporting about the hurricane. Have you seen them do one report about people in San Diego dying from hepatitis, the massive outbreak there? No. Why? Because it wouldn't fit their open borders agenda. Wouldn't fit it. Because one of the biggest risks in that, people who have traveled to other countries that don't have sanitary conditions, or maybe people who are coming in to our country that aren't vetted, who are coming from a country that doesn't have sanitary conditions. Let's not talk about that. See, things like hepatitis A now have civil rights like HIV. So if somebody deliberately infects you with HIV, they know they have it, and they deliberately infect you, or they give blood, or they give semen to a bank, then let's not treat that as a criminal action, because we don't want to treat it as a criminal action when our government opens the borders and begs people to come in and doesn't screen them for disease, because that's kind of the same issue, isn't it? Yeah, it is. All right, let's talk about the sales that we have here at InfoWars before we go back to an interesting master cut from Hillary Clinton about winning the election. And I want to talk a little bit about the spies, the lies, and the wiretaps that are coming out as well. Paul Manafort had an interesting reaction to some of this. But real quickly, the things that support our operation that keep us independent are the things that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off your entire order if you enter the code REALNEWS. That's Real News entered at checkout. You'll get 10% off everything that you buy, whether it's on sale or not. But in addition to that, we have some massive sales. 50% off all the Super Blue toothpaste and mouthwash at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. Just use the coupon code IRMA or promo code READY, and you'll get 50% off that. Storable food has a shelf life of 25 years, protects you in the time of emergency, protects you against food spikes, spikes in the price of food or availability of food. And it is storable for 25 years, made in the U.S., great packaging, and non-GMO. We also have Caveman True Paleo Formula at 50% off.
We have Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, 40% off. ProPure King water filter, our big gravity feed water filter, 30% off. And again, anything that you get, if you put in a checkout coupon code REALNEWS, you'll get 10% off your entire order, whether it is a sale product or a non-sale product at the time. We thank you for your support. That's what makes this program and the rest of the programs that we're now up to 10 hours of live broadcasting every day. And that's because of your support. Thank you for that. Let's go back to Hillary Clinton. We played the clip for you where she went on The View and we had Jedediah Billa ask her a question. Don't you think, we've had a lot of Democrats criticize what you're saying. Don't you think you should cut out the criticisms of the Democrats? Don't you think you should maybe move forward? Hillary, is there a life after this election for you? Evidently, Hillary thinks there is. Maybe she's just going to be a rotating pundit, spreading news, fake news about Russian interference and so forth. But I want to play you a super cut of Hillary Clinton. Here's that super cut about the election.
I was sure that you were going to win. I mean, let me take you back to that
night. So was
I. I know.
But I was on the way to winning.
I thought I was going to win.
But for that intervention, I would have won.
I would have won, but for Jim Comey's letter.
Absent that, I believe, and I think the evidence shows, I would have won.
But for that Comey letter, she would have won. If the election been on October 27th, I'd be your president. You know, he didn't win the popular vote. He squeaked through in the Electoral College.
We did win, in fact.
Well, I won the popular vote.
I did win the women's vote. I got more white women votes than Barack Obama did.
Or I not. Won 3 million more votes than the other guy.
Right. Remember, I did win more than 3 million votes than my opponent. He should worry less about the election and my winning the popular vote,
as we won the popular vote so significantly.
She
We're not
won.
So sure about
I
that.
I would have won. What happened?
I won.
Yeah, that's Hillary. You keep telling yourself that, Hillary. You keep telling yourself that you won. Maybe that will help you to deal with the reality that you didn't win. You didn't win, and we're so glad of that. And, you know, as she said on The View, she immediately spins to the Russians. And as I've said before, I'm not concerned. She said the Russians, well, that's something we all have to be concerned about because they're going to affect our future elections. It's not just me. It's going to be everybody. I'll tell you who affects that. That's affected, and the people we should be concerned about are our politicized U.S. surveillance state and the lies that they tell about people. And we don't have time to play these clips. But when, and we'll come back to them later in the show. We got an interview coming up in the next segment. But I just want you to understand the lies of this. And so we got Michael Cohen. He's a longtime personal attorney to President Trump. And he's out there telling people, look, I have been damaged by this. I want my reputation back. There were lies told in this fictional dossier. And when I say dossier, now you know which lie I'm talking about. That was shopped around by the steel guy in the UK. It was an absolute lie. Saying that he was behind this... that he was part of this dirty dossier, saying that he was in Prague in the Czech Republic. He's never been to Prague. They showed that he was in California, I think it was at the time. He was in the United States at the time. It was a total lie. It's been debunked, and yet it is still damaging him. And in a similar vein, we got Paul Manafort says to the Justice Department, please release the transcripts of these so-called phone calls. I want this investigated. As they point out on Zero Hedge, it was less than 24 hours after CNN triggered the latest outbreak of Trump derangement syndrome. Okay, and so what Manafort is saying through his spokesman, he says, Mr. Manafort requests the Department of Justice release any intercepts involving him and any non-Americans so that interested parties can come to the same conclusion as the Department of Justice, that there is nothing there, nothing there. And then he goes on to say that he would also like for the Justice Department to investigate who criminally leaked this. You see, we have a couple of different crimes, don't we? We got the crime of surveillance without a search warrant that we know that Susan Rice and the Obama administration and the intelligence people committed. That's one crime. Then they compound it by violating the law and unmasking these people, leaking that information out. And so Paul Manafort said, all right, so you've told people that you've got something bad about me, so the Justice Department says there's nothing there. Please put this out so the American public can see it, and then please prosecute the people who violated the law on multiple levels. Why won't they do that? Let's get rid of Attorney General Sessions. He won't do the job. He won't put Hillary in prison. He won't investigate these people who have violated the law. This is very serious. And it's about time something is done. It looks like Senator Sessions is, or Attorney General Sessions is not going to do anything about it. Stay with us. We'll be right back with John Rappaport. I'm David Knight with Real News.
Police departments across the country are now using an invasive surveillance tool called stingrays, which use cell phone towers to intercept phone calls and text messages without warrants. The technology comes courtesy of the FBI, who have forced our nation's police departments into signing non-disclosure agreements, forbidding them from publicly talking about the technology. Needless to say, this is a direct violation of our Fourth Amendment, and they have no legal authority for warrantless stingray spying, where we now know that police are collecting information on thousands of innocent people who are not even suspected of any crimes. Once again, more evidence that the police state isn't coming, it's already here. This is Darren McBreen, and I invite you to join the resistance. Infowars.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. tonight, and we're going to be talking to John Rappaport now. No stranger to those of you at InfoWars. He co-hosts the fourth hour. I think he's on every other week now on Thursdays. And we wanted to get John on to talk about this clip that we showed you yesterday. We're going to play that clip again for you, have John comment on it. But John has been following health issues and mandatory vaccine issues and all these different things for a very long time. You'll find his work at nomorefakenews.com. That's nomorefakenews.com. He was onto the fake news thing for a very long time. He's worked as a freelance investigative reporter for over 30 years, and much of it has focused on the harm done to people by Big Pharma. And so I want to play, well, let's welcome John first. Welcome, John. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, David. Good to be here.
Looking I'm sure that you saw this. It's great to always have you here. It's I'm sure you saw this clip, and it's actually from May of last year, but it's just now starting to surface, this clip of this pediatrician from Baylor speaking at a meeting yesterday saying we got to kill the white people because, you know, they just won't take their meds. I guess we should call her Nurse Ratched because
so.
That's essentially what she's suggesting out there. That's the role that she's playing. She said, you know, these people, they think they're educated because this piece of paper on the wall. She thinks she's a doctor because of the piece of paper on the wall. But these are people who have concerns. These are people who read the inserts on the products and so forth. Your comment.
Yeah, she doesn't say why this particular group of people that she would like to wipe out are in doubt about vaccine safety. Well, yeah, it's because they actually look into it. It's not because...
That's the elephant in the room, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not because they're white or because they're suburban or because they live in this community or so forth and so on. No, it's because they think about it. And that's what you're not supposed to do. Do not that's think. Right. Just take the shot.
That's right. But it also, I think, underscores the fact that this is one of the reasons that people with vested interests want to have open borders. And she addressed that. She said it's the immigrants do what we tell them to. It's these white people who are the problem. But as you point out, the real elephant in the room is, but why do the white people have a problem? It's because they are asking some questions and they're concerned about these inserts that have some very, very serious potential side effects in them. And they've also seen things like connections between autism and other issues. But let's roll that video for the audience, and then we'll talk about it on the other side. Here's the clip of the Nurse Ratched, pediatrician, talking about let's kill all the white people because they won't take their meds.
So I have the solution. Every study published in the last 5 years, when you look at vaccine refusers, I'm not talking about hesitance, most of them we can talk into coming to terms, but refusers.
Refusers.
We'll just get rid of all the whites in the United States because Houston is the most diverse city in the entire United States. There are 7 Asian languages spoken in that city. I've been a minority for more than 20 years in the city of Houston. The majority is, we call Hispanic. That is not a race or an ethnicity. That is a political designation. But a lot of them are from Central, South America, Mexico. Guess who wants to get vaccinated the most? Immigrants.
That's what made Donald Trump's comment about bringing diseases. They're at risk when they come here.
Immigrants.
Better vaccination rates in Mexico.
It is the well-educated, in terms of pieces of paper that they put on their wall, people that have been here a long time, and it's very unfortunate. But I think we need not lose.
There you go. A lot of things to talk about there. First, he says, I'll let you go for it first. You pick target-rich environment there, isn't it, John?
Very target-rich. She's got a piece of paper on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big piece, the MD piece. And that gives her this sense of elevated authority. We know what we're talking about and so on and so forth. But people have to realize, and I hope they do by now, that all of her power derives from the power of the state. She's essentially working for the state. They have coercive regulations and laws, and they back them up with force. Yes. Now, she was just a lone doctor without any connections to anybody, any university, any major funding, any federal government with its rules and regulations and mandates. And she was just standing on a street corner saying, let's get rid of all the whites because they don't want to be vaccinated. Then we would see her for what she actually is, which is totally insane, completely insane, as if the fact that somebody's skin is, I don't know, white or off-white or pink or whatever, this is somehow driving them to conclude that there are doubts about vaccine safety. Maybe there's some, I don't know, is there some chemical in that skin that provokes that idea? That seems to be what she's suggesting. You see, if you have this, I don't know, whatever, the white chemical, it makes you doubt true science and true vaccination for the good.
Yeah, and it was kind of interesting, John, because she kind of realized, I think, through the middle of that, how racist she was against her own race. She's white herself. And so she comes back and she says, you know, the Hispanics, you know, that's not a race, of course. That's just a political designation. So maybe she thinks that white is just a political designation, not a race. But she realized, as she was saying this, that she had just flown her flag about how much she hated her own race. And, you know, the skin color, again, as I said, you know, we talk about it as Christians. We talk about nations, tongues, and tribes. We talk about, you know, systems of law, culture. That's the tribe stuff as well as languages. That's the kind, but it doesn't have anything to do with skin color. You know, we can have people who are black skin color, and they're far more American than white people like that woman, because she's out there saying, we're going to tell you what to do, and you better not be a refuser, or we're going to eliminate you.
And why doesn't she include herself in the group of people that should be eliminated? I mean, she's she looks white to me, so I guess she's on the list. Let her step up first, is my suggestion. Since this is her program, then, you know, I'll make the ultimate sacrifice as the first step to show my goodwill in all of this. And, you know, it's complete madness.
You know, you hit the nail on the head when you said that what she represents is the power of government to dictate to you. And that's what we're all really concerned about. Look, she can make her speeches and she can make the case that, here's the vaccine and here's the insert. You can read what's in it. And we're going to tell you honestly what the risks are. And they have some risks in there on the insert, but of course they discourage anybody from reading the inserts. And if you do, then they get really angry, start calling you a refuser and so forth. But if they were honest with people and said, here's the potential benefits that we think this has, and here's the data that we have for it, and here are the risks that we have, and let people make up their mind, that'd be one thing. But she's out there trying to ram it down people's throats with the government's power in terms of mandates. That's what we're really concerned about.
Absolutely. That's the whole plan. You know, the science, it's always, the science is settled. That's what you keep hearing.
Okay. That's right.
That, we put that off to the side. We don't need to talk about that anymore because we are telling you that the science is settled. Never mind all the other doctors and researchers and so forth who say the science is not settled at all. And in fact, if you really want to look at it, you'll see how dangerous vaccines are. Ignore all those people. Just take us as the authorities. Why? Because we're backed up, as you say, and as I say, by the government. That's it. I mean, we have no other power. There is no other power involved here. And as I said, if she were just a lone nut talking on a street corner, people would start laughing at her and walk by. And that's exactly what would happen to all of these so-called experts. They contrive to create the illusion of consensus.
Yes, and yes. They're the experts with a piece of paper on the wall. They're the only ones who are educated. And if you think that you're educated, and if you've got a degree, and if you think for yourself, they don't like that. They want to get rid of you. Stay with us. We'll be right back with John Rappaport. I'm David Knight with Real News.
Vitamin Mineral
fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. It's Wednesday, September the 20th, 2017. We're talking to John Rappaport. And we're talking about the medical tyranny that is unfolding. We listened to the clip of the Nurse Ratchet. She considers herself to be a pediatrician, saying, let's kill all the white people because they won't take their vaccines as we tell them to do. Calling them refusers. And there's more in that clip we want to mine along with the contradictions that we see unfolding in California with revelations there about a law just being passed to not make it a crime anymore if you deliberately infect people with HIV and AIDS, to keep the borders open even though they have a massive outbreak of hepatitis A in San Diego. They're washing the streets down with bleach, and yet they want to keep the borders open there. They want to remove the restrictions of people who are known to be positive for HIV and AIDS, doing things that are going to infect other people, not make that a crime, not make that a crime. And yet at the same time, these same people who are doing all these things are saying that they want to mandate vaccines. And they want to make sure that you have to take your vaccine because you're a threat to them if you don't take your vaccine, that whole thing about herd mentality. So we're going to talk to John Rappaport more about that. And of course, you can find him at nomorefakenews.com. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you of the stores that we have, the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a lot of big discounted items, 50% off of Emmerich's Essentials, that line of household organic products that we sell. 50% off. We have 50% off Caveman, the true paleo formula. We also have 50% off Super Blue toothpaste and mouthwash. And we have 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food with the promo code IRMA or the promo code READY. Now, you can get an additional 10% off those items or any items that you want to get, that if, even if they're not on sale, you can get 10% off if you enter the coupon code REALNEWS. That's 10% off the entire order, sale or no sale, at checkout when you enter the code Real News. That supports our operation, and we really do appreciate you supporting us. That's what's allowed us to add 6 more hours of live shows every day. In addition to letting us grow the operation, it's very important that you stand with us and stand for your health. That is a 360 win, as Alex Jones likes to put it. Let's go back to John Rappaport, nomorefakenews.com. John, one of the things that we heard her say as she started attacking white people, and she realized she's being racist because then she comes back and says, well, you know, the Hispanics are not a race, they're a political designation, but we love the immigrants who come in here because they take their vaccines. And then some guy chirps in there on the side and he says, yeah, you know, Donald Trump tells us that they're bringing disease in, but these people are vaccinated. Well, we have a lot of instances of patient zero being somebody who was vaccinated with measles or so forth, right? And we have seen that happen. We have also seen the people who don't get vaccinated, and then they've been vaccinated sometimes multiple times, but they still are part of the outbreak. I'm talking about situations like in New York where we had measles outbreaks. There's been several instances of this, and they're at a loss to explain this. And so we now have Bill Gates suggesting and funding research at MIT. The Gates Foundation is funding research at MIT to create an injectable device into babies at birth that will have a lifetime of time-released vaccines. Your comments on the dangers of that?
Yeah, I mean, you can. I keep saying insanity, madness, crime, and so forth. These words don't even really begin to cover it, because who is going to take the time-release lifetime vaccine first? Why not Bill Gates? Why not his wife? Why not the people at MIT? They're going to deliver this to babies? Mm-hmm. Where is the actual testing going to go on? And even forget about all of that, because if you can imagine packing the power of 20 or 30 or 40 different vaccines into a little bead that is going to release somehow over the lifetime of an individual human being, and you're going to say, we know this is safe, you're lying through your teeth. You don't consider humans, babies, children important enough to care what happens to them. You're just carrying out a campaign of increased multiplied toxic poisoning of the population. That's what you're doing. That's all you're doing.
And people are going to be, they're going to have a lot of, that's going to be a hard sell for them to get people to inject their babies with massive doses of vaccines and say, don't worry. These are going to be on a scheduled release thing, you know, because you look at this, it's like, well, what could possibly go wrong? There's a lot that could possibly go wrong with it. So that's going to be that's going to be a tough sell for them. So that's why they're talking about the mandates. That's why they're calling people refusers. And when you have somebody who is a pediatrician, saying, well, we just need to kill everybody that doesn't do what we say. Forget the white versus immigrants and all this other kind of stuff. But if she was just to say, we have to kill all the refusers, because that's, if you just condense this down and get rid of the racial labels that she's throwing out there because she's a racist and hates her own race, just get rid of all those and say, we got to kill all the refusers. And then they come to you with these types of things and say, well, we got this injectable vaccine for lifetime releasing and everything we put in your baby. I mean, that really shows where they're headed, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does show where they're headed, because what they want to say is you have no way out. You're in the trap. Mm-hmm. Because once we give this particular injection, then that's it for the rest of your life. You're covered, which means the infliction has been visited upon you. And it doesn't matter what you do after that, because the chemicals, the poisons, the germs, and so forth, they're just going to continue to work on your system. And then, of course, if you show, quote, symptoms of any kind, and you go back to the doctor, parents take kid back to the doctor, doctor is going to have a whole host of other diagnoses that he can make and say, oh, this has nothing to do with vaccine toxicity. This is not the effect of any vaccine. Your child has, let's see, meningitis. And now mm-hmm. we have to treat that. It's very dangerous and so on and so forth. Whatever. There'll be a whole host of new disease labels that will be applied to cover up the effects, the horrendous effects of this kind of lifetime vaccine. That's the way the game is played.
And so they don't want you to ask any questions about it, because they don't want you to read the inserts or anything. I have to look at this and I say, where did they come up with some kind of an Orwellian scheme like this? I mean, were they watching Escape from New York? Are they going to call this the Snake Plissken solution to population, to overpopulation? I mean, that's what we're really talking about. Injecting your baby with a time bomb here, just like they did Snake Plissken.
Exactly. This is what they're saying that they're going to do. And of course, all of these, there are many bills in state legislatures in the United States that are being debated, up for grabs and so forth, about mandating vaccines. Mm-hmm. So as all of these push forward, if they win, if they're not defeated, then the wave gets stronger and higher for compulsory vaccination across the board. That's what would allow them to say, look, we have a better answer to all this. Yeah, we want to make it compulsory, but look, we know that people don't show up for their appointments with the doctor and they forget. Now, here's this little bead that we can inject in your baby, and then it's all over for life. Isn't that a much, much better idea?
And of course, John, there's the carrot and the stick type of stuff, right? It's like saying, we saw law in being proposed in Russia where they would say, well, if you don't get your kids vaccinated, then we're not going to give you any days off of work to take care of your kids when they're sick. We've had situations where we've had individual pediatricians like this Nurse Ratched saying, you don't take the vaccine, you don't get any health care from me. And that's the real concern once we go to single payer health care. But I want to talk real quickly in the time we got left, we've got about a minute and a half left. The contradiction, when they talk about, oh, these immigrants who are coming in and Donald Trump tells us that they're bringing disease, but the comment on the story of what's going on in San Diego, the fact they have a hepatitis A outbreak that has killed 16 people, has made over 400 of them sick. They're washing the streets down with chlorine and Clorox stuff to try to control this. And yet they tell us this is people coming from locations where it's unsanitary and they're not checking anybody.
No, of course not. In fact, California is more or less trying to make itself a sanctuary state, mm-hmm. which means the borders are open completely. We don't care who comes in. We don't care how sick they may be, what diseases they're carrying, where they're going to live, because neighborhoods will spring up in which disease just keeps on percolating and spreading. And that doesn't matter. We're not interested in that. All we're interested in is that we have a new fantastic population for getting vaccinated.
That's right. Now, hepatitis A has civil rights protection, just like they're trying to give civil rights protection to HIV and AIDS, saying if you deliberately infect somebody, we're not going to make it a crime. Thank you so much, John Rappaport, nomorefakenews.com. And we'll be right back. Thank you, John.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that Spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is Spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption, it's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. Let's take a look at some freedom issues on the news, both here in America and abroad in Europe. You know, some interesting news coming out of Catalonia, Iceland, and others. But first, here in the United States, we have a pushback from several states, as California is taking the lead, saying they demand that Congress remove cannabis as a Schedule I drug. Now, understand, this is not just liberal Californians, if you want to dismiss it that way, who are looking at this. But we've had Trey Gowdy and a conservative congressman, and we played that report where they were asking some official in the drug czar kingdom that they have created in Washington, asking them, why is it that we have cannabis still as a Schedule I drug? Because remember, the Schedule I drugs, they say that they have absolutely no medical use. No medical use. They're highly addictive and no medical use. Clearly, we know that is not the case with cannabis. We've had at least half of the states legalize it for medical use. We've had several states who have legalized it for recreational use as well. And yet the federal government still says that it is the most dangerous drug out there. And they said, seriously, you have this registered as a more dangerous drug than meth? Why is this? And the guy from Washington says, oh, yeah, I don't know. Well, let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. The war on drugs is not America's war on drugs. The war on drugs comes from the United Nations, that place where President Trump was speaking yesterday. The war on drugs, all the schedules, as well as the drugs that were put into the schedules, that was all created by the United Nations in 1961, 10 years before Richard Nixon declared a war on drugs in 1971, and just took the United Nations agenda and made it law. That's why we're so concerned about things like Agenda 21 and other things that have originated at the UN. They create a template for tyranny, and then they have American presidents implement that template. Okay, and that's what we've seen with the war on drugs. It is the UN's war on drugs. That's why the UN was so upset about the fact that we had American states saying, we're going to legalize it for medical use, we're going to legalize it for recreational use, and the UN was saying, you can't do that. You can't do that. And it's like, well, let's see you stop us. But they will have that ability someday. We have had past presidents say that to the judiciary in the past. We had Andrew Jackson say to the Supreme Court, well, they've made their decision. Let's see them enforce it. Well, now they do enforce it because we kowtow to something that they don't have any ability in and of themselves to enforce, but we have politicians who have subjugated themselves to that judicial tyranny. And they have subjected us to the tyranny of the war on drugs that came from the United Nations. They say, and this is Free Thought Project, despite the fact that over half the states in the country have legalized cannabis in some form, the federal government still insists, especially our attorney general, he can't jail Hillary Clinton. He doesn't want to take a look at any of the crimes committed by Comey or the politicized intelligence and law enforcement officials. But boy, he wants to come after these people who are using medical marijuana. He wants to put them in jail. That's all he can think about. So they say that lawmakers in the state of California are now calling out the hypocrisy, just as we've seen Trey Gowdy and conservative Republicans in Congress call out the hypocrisy. And they're calling for the government to reclassify cannabis. They had a joint resolution, received overwhelming support from the California Assembly with a vote of 60-10, calling for a reclassification in order to allow research that's currently banned. They don't even want you to research it. Meanwhile, we have in Pittsburgh the Uber fleet of self-driving cars. Headless cars, robo-cars, whatever you want to call them, that was involved in an accident. And so they grounded their fleet of cars in Pittsburgh for a few hours, Uber did. These are cars that are driving themselves. And so they had a crash. They said, well, we'll ground it. Then they conducted an internal investigation. They cleared themselves of any issues, and they started resuming driver testing and passenger operations in Pittsburgh. See, that's just it. They decide whether they're going to use the public roads for their tests. They exonerate themselves, and they continue to go. And we're going to see more and more of that as we move forward. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
Clinton is the gift that just keeps on giving. We now have a clip of her comparing herself to a modern-day Paul Revere. She said this with Stephen Colbert, as they point out on NewsWars article that we have here, speaking with the Trump-hating, Nazi-saluting host Stephen Colbert, who I am sure was just eating all this up and taking it deadly serious when Hillary Clinton said she is a modern-day Paul Revere. No, she's simply on her high horse. I guess it's going to be one if by Russians, two if by Comey. We're going to talk about the damage that these people have done, the crimes that they've committed, the lies that they continue to tell, and what the real danger to our democracy is. It's the surveillance state, folks, conducted by our own government. That is far more dangerous to us than anything the Russians could do. But here's Hillary Clinton telling us how she is a modern-day Paul Revere.
I am saying as clearly as I can, I feel like I'm a bit of a, Paula Revere. I'm trying to sound the alarm about this. is that the...
Yeah, let's take that seriously. And one guy, tweets it out and says, the Russians are coming, the Russians are coming. And actually, she started first with this Russian red herring stuff. I actually tweeted that out. And I put a clip from the trailer of the movie. You remember, what was it, back in the 60s or something? Had Alan Arkin and others. And it was called The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming. At one point, they've got a guy running down the, riding a horse down the road of this New England town, screaming The Russians Are Coming. That's Hillary Clinton for you. That's Hillary Clinton. Let's talk about the real damage and the real consequences of what she's doing. The reason she's putting this out, as we mentioned yesterday, we just had the lawsuit by Judicial Watch. And they found some more emails that show that the Clinton Foundation president, leader, the guy who was running the thing, I don't know if his title was president, what his official title was, but the guy who was running it had invited Putin and the president of Russia and Mikhail Gorbachev, invited all of them to a Clinton Foundation thing. And within a year, Hillary Clinton made sure that the Russians got 20% of our uranium. And that wasn't the only instance of pay to play that was revealed in that FOIA request. And of course, our Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, could be doing that, but he isn't. He's too preoccupied with reefer madness, to actually, put Hillary in jail, to lock her up. But I want to talk about some of the other, damage that has been done to this. Let's talk about the damage, and I mentioned it briefly earlier. Michael Cohen. Longtime personal attorney to President Trump. Remember, he was part of that fictitious dirty dossier that was created by the British spy Christopher Steele that was shopped around, that John McCain had his aides go and fetch and then shop that around to the FBI and so forth. Remember that smear campaign of fiction that was out there and how Comey went in to tell President Trump about it? I think what he was doing was trying to intimidate Trump, not to warn him, but to intimidate him. Hey, you know, we've got something on you, maybe. And Trump said, well, I want you to fully investigate this and find out who's behind this. And that's the same thing we're seeing now from John Manafort. He's Paul Manafort. He's now saying, I want the Department of Justice to reveal the transcripts. Show us what you've got, because I know you don't have anything. This is part of a smear campaign from CNN and the mainstream media. And they're trying to cover up their crimes. And Hillary Clinton keeps talking about the Russians and being a Paul Revere and so forth. She's trying to cover up her own crimes with Russia. She says, somebody exposed the crimes that we did in the DNC, you know, how we rigged this against Bernie Sanders. Yeah, that was an inside job. But she wants to blame it on them. And she wants you to be totally obsessed with how the information got out rather than the information that defines her character. We all saw through that, and that's why she's so upset about InfoWars and other news organizations that reported what WikiLeaks had. And, of course, WikiLeaks has told us it didn't come from a state organization. But Michael Cohen, the person who has been smeared on this, says this has damaged his reputation severely, even though it was totally false. They had said as part of this dirty dossier that he had been with, he would been in Prague and the Czech Republic, and he was working on the Trump campaigns. I've never been to Prague. And on the day that this is being talked about, he said, I was in the United States, in California. Nevertheless, he can't get these false accusations off of him, just like Paul Manafort can't. And Paul Manafort saying, I want the Justice Department to do their job. I want them to punish the people who, A, spied on people and then leaked it out, breaking two laws. Because in most cases, they didn't get search warrants. So that's the first law that they violated. And as I said yesterday, doesn't make you a criminal for the government to get a search warrant on you. They had done this for Paul Manafort in the past, back in 2014, when the Trump administration, I guess that was before they overthrew the Ukraine government or sometime around that, he was representing, had represented in the past the people who had been the previous Ukraine government that the State Department, Victoria Nuland and others, worked with George Soros to overthrow. And so they investigated him to see if they could find anything on Paul Manafort. They shut it down because they didn't find anything. So if you go through the process legally and you get a search warrant and you can conduct that, that doesn't mean that the person has violated anything. Doesn't mean the person is a criminal. They haven't committed any crimes necessarily. You're just searching because you think maybe they did. And they shut that down on Paul Manafort before. But it is a crime when a government official doesn't get a search warrant. That is a crime. When they violate the law, that is a crime. And we should take that as the most serious issue. Just as I talked to John Kiriakou about the fact that he was jailed for blowing the whistle on the criminal acts of the CIA using torture. They called it enhanced interrogation. We executed Japanese soldiers who did waterboarding to American prisoners of war. We executed them. Now we come up with a euphemism and we call it enhanced interrogation and we allow these people to go free, but we jailed the whistleblower. And that's what they're trying to do. Anybody who opposes them, they jail them. Let's go back. Do you remember when James Clapper categorically denied that there was any wiretapping going on against the Trump campaign? Let's play that clip, video number 8.
Let me start with the president's tweets yesterday. This idea that maybe President Obama ordered an illegal wiretap of his offices. If something like that happened, would this be something you would be aware of?
I would certainly hope so. I can say, obviously I can't speak officially anymore, but I will say that for the part of the national security apparatus that I oversaw as DNI, there was no such wiretap activity mounted against the president-elect at the time or as a candidate or against his campaign. I can't speak for other Title III mm-hmm. authorized entities in the government or a state or local entity.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if the FBI, for instance, had a FISA court order of some sort for a surveillance, would that be information you would know or not know?
Yes.
You would be told this.
I would know that.
If there was a FISA court order
yes.
on something like this.
Something like this, absolutely.
And at this point, you can't confirm or deny whether that exists?
I can deny it.
There is no FISA court order?
Not to my knowledge.
Anything at Trump Tower?
No.
Well, that's an important revelation at this point.
Yeah, that's an important lie at this point. Because we had reported, as I had Jerome Corsi on yesterday, we'd reported, look, they were coming after Trump 2004 to 2010, but this happened under Clapper's watch. They now admit that they did it after denying. Now they say, yeah, we did it. And Manafort is saying, put it out there. Show people what you got, because there's nothing there. You're just using this to smear me, to smear President Trump. You're trying to intimidate Manafort into being another John Dean. This is a replay of Watergate, except the burglars and the plumbers are our national surveillance state. And there you have James Clapper, the guy who, remember, just before the Snowden leaks, he was asked by Senator Ron Wyden, are you collecting the information on Americans? And he's going, no. And he can't even look him in the eye when he says that. That guy is the consummate liar, James Clapper. He was director of national intelligence. He categorically denied that anybody was doing it. But, of course, he's the same guy who lied to us and said all 17 agencies say that the Russians are involved in this. But we're not tapping anybody. Now we find out they were. Liar. Pants on fire. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight. This is Real News. Stay with us. We've got more from the Obama administration.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all this stuff. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be talking to Antonio Sabata Jr. in the next segment about his race for Congress, but also about being blacklisted in Hollywood when it was found out that he was a Republican and a Trump supporter. Cannot be allowed. Cannot be allowed. Just as we talked about the lady who asked a mild question about Hillary Clinton's book casting aspersions on other Democrats, and she's gone now. She had a contract, but she's gone now. That cannot be tolerated. That is the groupthink of Hollywood. So we're going to be talking to Antonio Sabata about that in the next segment. Real quickly, let's finish up with our wonderful James Clapper and Susan Rice and the Obama administration, the lies that they told, the lies that they told. Understand, as we go back and we look at the history of James lying Clapper, as I mentioned, you know, telling everybody, no, there's no dragnet surveillance. And then a couple of months later, we saw, even though we could see it in his body language, even though we knew it was there. And of course, Michael Hayden said, how dare Ron Wyden ask him that question? Ron Wyden knew the answer to that. All the senators in that committee and their staff knew that there was surveillance of the American public going on. He should never have put him in a situation like that where he had to lie. He should have never lied. He lied when he took the oath to the Constitution. And then James Clapper lied about dragnet surveillance of the American people. He lied about the 17 agencies that had concluded that, yes, it was the Russians. No, what he was doing was he was talking to 3 guys, the representative of 3 agencies, the NSA, the CIA, the FBI. He presented a report that was written by Hillary Clinton's contractor at the DNC, the CrowdStrike. They said, "Wait, we said it was the Russians. It wasn't an inside job, and it wasn't us. It was the Russians that did it." So he presented them this report. They said, "Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We will agree with whatever you say, sir." And he comes out and he repeats the lie that Hillary Clinton had first put out there. All 17 agencies say that it's the Russians. See, when they lie, they're not lying for national security. They're lying to benefit a politician. And you just heard him in that clip categorically denying that there was any wiretaps against the Trump campaign. He said, I was director of national intelligence. I would have known. Even if it was the FBI, I would have known. So he would have known. And he's lying to us just like he lied to us about the other things. And then, of course, there's National Security Council advisor Susan Rice, who repeatedly refused to testify before Congress. Then she comes out and says, oh, you know, I found something here, I think, that justifies the actions that I took and the unmasking of people. We found somebody within a Trump campaign met at some point in time with United Arab Emirates prince. Yeah, they put a total blind eye to the fact that we had a Saudi prince put out on Twitter that he'd given $20 million to Hillary Clinton. That immediately got taken down. Not before people grabbed it, but it got taken down. But, of course, we're not going to have the Justice Department, not going to have Attorney General Sessions investigate that. But here's Susan Rice talking about how she knows nothing. I know nothing. Colonel Klink. Let's go ahead with that clip.
We spoke earlier this evening with former Obama White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice, the author of that piece. It was her first interview since leaving the White House. I began by asking about the allegations leveled today by House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes that Trump transition officials, including the president, may have been swept up in surveillance of foreigners.
Remember how angry they were at Nunes about that?
I know nothing about this. I was surprised to see reports from Chairman Nunes on that count today. I mean, let's back up and recall where we have been. The President of the United States accused his predecessor, President Obama, of wiretapping Trump Tower during the campaign. Nothing of the sort occurred, and we've heard that confirmed by the director of the FBI, who also pointed out that no president, no White House, can order the surveillance of another American citizen. That can only come from the Justice Department with the approval of a FISA court.
Yeah, they criticized Trump. They criticized Nunes. They criticized InfoWars. You had CNN going out there. He's getting all this stuff from InfoWars. And then you see behind me, you know, the New York Times said, hey, wiretapped and so forth. Look, we know they lied. It's absolutely amazing that they continue to get away with this. Where is the Justice Department? The thing we have to be concerned about more than anything, folks, it's not just about taking revenge or let's just move along because we've won now. Let's not try to punish them. No, it's very important that we do not have a politicized surveillance state. That's what's at the essence of this. And take a look at another aspect of this. There's a story from RT. Are you or have you ever been an RT or Sputnik pundit? And there, this is a story written by Neil Clark. He's a journalist. He's written for a lot of different outlets. He's written for The Guardian, The Morning Star, The Daily and Sunday Express, The Mail on Sunday, The Daily Mail, The Daily Telegraph. He's written for The American Conservative. He's a regular pundit on RT. He's also been on the BBC. He's been on Sky News. He's been on Press TV and so forth. And yet, what is happening now is we've got demands in the United States not only to come after Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, declaring them to be a hostile entity, not a journalist entity, but a hostile entity where we want to shut down and imprison these people. But now they even want to go to RT and Sputnik and say that they want to know, they want these people, anybody who's been on there, they want them to register as foreign agents in the U.S., as foreign agents in the U.S. What's happening to the First Amendment? What's happening to free speech? As he points out, this is a kind of McCarthyism. Have you ever been a guest or a pundit on RT? If you have, you have to register as a foreign agent. There has to be some kind of a pushback on this Orwellian surveillance state that we have here. It's politicized. It is out of control. They're going after news organizations, and we've got to put a stop to it. It is very, very dangerous. Take a look at what's going on in Catalonia. I said we had some international news here. We got Spain's Guardia Civil Police. They're now arresting people in Catalonia. We got an area in Catalonia, and they say, we want to have self-government. We want to hold an election. They say, no, 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 you can't do that. Oh, we got a judge here who says you can't do that. And so now they've got military police going around and arresting 75% of the mayors, over 700 of them. They said, you got to come. They summon them in, tell them to stand before them. They're silent for the most part. Say, you better not hold an election in your town. Now they're going around, and they've arrested a dozen senior Catalan officials. They've raided regional government ministries. And this is a vote that is coming up on October the 1st. They say tensions are already high, but they arrested the number two in Catalan, vice president there. Others were held. Catalan leaders are defying a court order to halt the vote condemned by Madrid government as illegal. And they say the state has been forced to act because the survival of Spain, they said, is at stake. No, what we're talking about is self-government and democracy, and they're going to shut that down, just like they shut it down in Greece, and they appointed a banker. This is the world in which we live. And remember when we were talking about the bankers and the fact that they would not buy into it, we all were happy to see Iceland's justice system prosecute a lot of bankers who had brought on the 2008 financial crisis. They said, we're not going to buy into this. Instead, we're going to put the people who put this fraud out there, we're going to put them in jail. Now, that Icelandic government is collapsing after they discovered a pardon of a pedophile rapist. Now, this was the, it emerged last week that the prime minister knew of attempts by his father to have the Ministry of Justice grant essentially a pardon. They call it restored honor. What that is exonerating the person. To get restored honor, you have to have your crimes expunged. You return to society with all rights and privileges. You do a little bit of time. But this is for a guy who had some heinous pedophile crimes. Does that ever happen in the United States? I guess not. We never even get to the point where we identify these guys for the most part. The exception being Dennis Hastert, who was groomed to be Speaker of the House. They didn't really come after him for that, though, did they? They made up a crime that shouldn't be a crime, put him in jail for that. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Antonio Sabato.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. Joining us now is Antonio Sabato Jr. He is running for Congress in California, of all places, a Republican, a conservative, a Trump supporter. Mr. Sabato has been one of the hottest commodities to come out of daytime television. He was in the most successful Calvin Klein campaign that they've had in the company's history. But he was also an early supporter of Mr. Trump, and he spoke at the Republican National Convention in 2016. Subsequently led to him being blacklisted in Hollywood. So we're going to talk to him about that, about his campaign. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Sabato.
Hey, David. How are you? Good morning.
Doing good. I have a question to ask you first. Are you now, or have you ever been a conservative or a Trump supporter?
Yes, I have. I have for a very long time now.
You're going to have to register in California with somebody about that, I'm sure. But I think that's a very interesting thing. And of course, if anybody wants to follow Mr. Sabato's campaign, you can follow him on VoteAntonio.com. Also, Facebook.com/ Antonio Sabato Jr. Live. And I think you're also Twitter on Antonio Sabato Jr. Is that correct? That's your Twitter feed?
That's correct.
If they
That's
want to
correct.
Follow your campaign.
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about why you ran for Congress. What as somebody who was in California. Well, first of all, let's talk about why you would come out and endorse Mr. Trump while you'd speak at the Republican National Committee. I'm sure you realized that there was going to be a backlash. Was it bigger than you thought it would be?
Yeah, but my country means to me a lot more than that. I knew that Mr. Trump was going to be the only one. And that's what we needed. The opposition, what was on the other side was extremely dangerous for the future of this country. So there was no way that, she was ever going to win. And the American people spoke and, we got, Mr. Trump in office and, that was the best thing we could ever do for this country. Now you ask me why am I running for Congress in my district of Ventura County, which is District 26, is because of sanctuary cities, is because of the Socialist Party that is running the state into the ground. I mean, they call themselves Democrats, but they're not. They're socialists, and they're not doing anything for the veterans. They're not doing anything for the American people. And all they do is raise taxes and do more for people who are coming here without having any papers, without caring for this country. I mean, I'm okay. I came here from another country. I'm for legal immigrants coming here and respecting this country and doing it the right way, waiting in line and waiting your turn, you know, like I did for many years, me and my family did. So, but
that's key. They don't make a distinction between legal and illegal immigration. That's a key point of their push. They no longer make that distinction. They just talk about people being, well, they're undocumented immigrants. They're really foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing in our country. And we find that even in places, and of course, MS-13 really came to a critical mass in California with a lot of El Salvadoran illegal immigrants. But now it's metastasized like a cancer all over this country. And in the county that my wife grew up on, Long Island, they've got over 400 known members of MS-13. They've had very heinous crimes there committed against other Hispanic kids by these very violent gang members. And we know that it's the young people in any culture, regardless of where it is. It's typically the criminals are that get really violent, that get do crazy stuff. They're typically the younger ones. You know, it's not older people that are doing this type of stuff. But they can't get them out of New York because they've only violated immigration law. That's not enough reason. Being in MS-13 is not enough of a reason. So we've had a bill that is circulating through the House saying, hey, if we know that you're an illegal immigrant and we know that you're part of MS-13, that's going to be grounds to deport you. But they have to pass another law because they won't enact the illegal immigration laws.
Well, you know, we have great laws on the books, but people don't want to follow it. Both parties are responsible for not following these laws for so many years. Now we have a president who supports our laws, who says, listen, we have laws on the books. Let's follow it. And most of them from both parties don't want to support this president. And so the people have to step up. They have to get me in office. People like myself that are willing and fighting, you know, they're willing to fight all the way to make sure that our Constitution, that our Second Amendment, that veterans are first, that the police is first, teachers are first, the fire department is first, the people are first who belong, who are here working so hard for paying their taxes, and they love this country. We need to take care of those people. And they're working extremely hard. You know, California is extremely hard to live here. You know, taxes are really high. It's incredible. This state is going straight into the ocean. And you can thank the Democrats for that. And, I want to save my county. We start with the county. So I ask everyone from across the nation, not just my county, to go to voteantonio.com and really, really support us. We need your donation. You can't win campaigns unless you raise the money. I wish I didn't have to raise a dime, because then I would just fight on my principles. But we need to really go on voteantonio.com from anywhere across the nation and really, you know, give us whatever you can, because we need to win this. It's important for the future of our nation.
We often hear, if you're not interested in politics, politics is still interested in you. And mm-hmm. you're talking about people contributing and putting their money into the game. The money that, if you don't put the money in and get conservative people in Congress, they're going to be coming after you to raise your taxes. So you're still going to lose that money. You're just going to lose it far much more of it if you don't get involved in the politics game. So people need to pay attention to that. You know, we're talking about things that Bernie Sanders is floating out there mm-hmm. about single payer. And of course, the people in California love the idea of single payer insurance, where nobody has to pay anything, presumably because everything is free. We know there's no free lunch. And even Governor Brown, who is on there, he says, it'll bankrupt us. We can't do single payer. So they're going to try to push it to the federal level. That's why we need to get people like you who understand that in Congress to make sure that they don't kick the can to the organization that never has to have any financial accountability, because they just keep expanding the amount of money that we borrow from the Chinese and from the Saudis to pay for these programs. But as they look at immigration, and if we say that we're going to give single payer free health care to everybody, we're going to give free education to everybody, and yet we're going to also open the border, what happens when we do all those things?
That sounds to me like Venezuela or China or Cuba or any of the socialist countries. We don't want that. We don't want socialism in this country whatsoever. And we need to fight to keep our constitution, to fight for the freedom that we have and the great laws that we have on the books. You know, we spend $100 million on immigration every single year, just about. And so, you know, there's $100 billion, sorry. I mean, it's a lot of money that we're spending every single year on protecting the border or taking care of immigration altogether, all across the board. And we could do so much with that money. We certainly have to build the wall. We certainly have to protect the American people, and we need to give back to the American people who are working extremely hard for because they love this country, like myself. I mean, this country's so great. And we have people in politics who are trying to change the future of this country because they don't like it. They want this country to be like the rest of the world. And this country has taken the lead in protecting the world and doing so many great things for a lot of countries. And we need to stick together. And I ask, I mean, I'm fighting. I put everything on the line, my career on the line, everything on the line, because what this country has done for me. And it's the least I can do because I love the United States.
Well, we appreciate that. And I think as we look at this, you know, we've had the situation, we've had the discussion for a long time. President Trump, and we'll get your comments on this on the other side because we've got less than a minute. But, you know, he was at the UN, and he said Venezuela is not an example of socialism that's failed. It's a example of socialism that's been faithfully implemented. And so we have this issue about the welfare state, right? Can we continue to expand the welfare state and still survive? But then when you combine the welfare state with an open border that says that anybody in the world can come in here and get a free education, can get free health care, and we don't have any control of the border at all. And even the socialist countries don't have open borders like that. That's really going to accelerate. You eventually run out of other people's money. Even if you're a rich country, you'll run out of other people's money. We're going to be right back with Antonio Sabato. And again, you can find him at VoteAntonio.com. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight with Real News.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Whoo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight, and our guest is Antonio Sabato Jr. He is running for Congress in California. That's a tough gig. He needs your help. He needs your contributions. You know, we've got the Senate election fund, Republican election funds, giving millions of dollars to a guy who has some real ethical issues and opposes Donald Trump, but he's a friend of the GOP establishment. Still, they're giving him lots of money. I don't think they're giving Antonio Sabato Jr. any money. He needs your support. It's a grassroots organization. We need to get people who support President Trump in office, not people who oppose him, which is what we're seeing in this special election to replace Jeff Sessions coming up in Alabama. We've got a candidate who's ahead in the polls, Senator Roy Moore, and yet they're still pouring money into Luther Strange. So that's the way the establishment is running. That's why it's very important for you to get involved in politics to understand what is going on. We're going to talk to him some more in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I'll remind you of the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. It's very important when you're looking at household products to think about organic household products. Understand that most of the things that you put on your skin are going to be absorbed into your body. And so if you're putting some very dangerous chemicals like, for instance, DEET on as a bug spray or sunscreen that has very fine particles, those can be absorbed into your body. So that's going to eventually make its way in. That's why our bug spray doesn't have DEET. That's why our sunscreen has large particles, so it won't be absorbed into your body. And that's why we use only natural ingredients with Emmerich's Essentials. And we have all of the products. There's a line of six different household products that are organic, all now 50% off. That's the Emmerich's Essentials. That's sunscreen, mouthwash, deodorant, bug spray, body wash, shampoo. All of those are organic, and they're part of the Emmerich's Essential line, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have 50% off our super high quality Super Blue toothpaste and mouthwash. We've taken the fluoride out. We put in silver and iodine to fight bacteria that causes gum disease, that causes tooth loss and heart disease. And now you can get that toothpaste and mouthwash, both flavors of toothpaste and the mouthwash, 50% off right now. Caveman True Paleo Formula and both flavors of chocolate and strawberry are an unprecedented 50% off. And we have the Pro Pure King water filter, gravity feed water filter, our largest one. It is good for a family or for an office, but it will take out 99.9% of organic and inorganic contaminants as well as bacteria that you'll find in your water. Be proactive. Make sure that your water is always clean. You never know, even if you test it, if something is going to show up in your water the next day. So don't use your kids as canaries in a coal mine. And that wasn't the intention of people in Flint, Michigan, but, one day they had water that didn't have lead in it. The next day they had water that had massive amounts. So make sure that you're always providing clean water for the health of your family and yourself. And you can get the Pro Pure King water filter for 30% off. Finally, you can get 10% off your entire order. Even if you don't buy the sale products that I just mentioned, anything that you order, you can get 10% off with the promo code REALNEWS. That's 10% off at checkout when you enter the code REALNEWS. Let's go back to Mr. Sabato Jr. Antonio, and of course, let me give you the places where you can find him, VoteAntonio.com, and you can find him on Facebook.com at Antonio Sabato Jr. Live. Talk to us a little bit about again, this blacklisting in Hollywood. I'm curious, maybe you don't have an idea, but maybe you do. We have so many people there who have a big government mindset. I mean, is that something that's just a psychology of actors, or is it that they know that that's what they have to do to stay in their position? Because we played a clip earlier from The View. We had Jedediah Billa, who was at The View, and they had Hillary Clinton there, and she asked her a question. She said, you know, it's not just Republicans who are criticizing your book, but some Democrats that you've attacked are saying, why can't we just move on? Why do we have to go back and attack everybody? And Hillary Clinton came back at her, and the next day she was gone, even though she had a contract. I mean, is it the mindset that you know that you're going to get hammered if you do that, or the people really kind of believe that? Because we do have some libertarians, but they're people typically like Clint Eastwood or Bruce Willis who are outspoken. They've got enough clout in Hollywood that they can do that. They come out for liberty or whatever. But for the most part, they censor that down pretty hard, don't they?
Well, listen, Hillary Clinton lost. She wrote a book called What Happened. Yeah, she lost. She lost in every single way. And she wasn't even respectful enough for her voters to show up on the night that she lost to talk to everybody in that big glass place that she was, you know, the famous glass building, right? So
yeah.
she didn't respect the people enough to come
That's
out.
Right. She was huddling in her safe corner because she couldn't deal with the reality of what had happened.
She lost. And that's it. So yeah. She should be there for the American people at the end of the day. She has a lot of clout, a lot of power, a lot of money, but she wants to do her own thing. And, she wants to always fight the president, and that's what she's going to do. And, but I am for the people. I am for this country, and I'm going to do everything I can to support it. And I really don't care if Hollywood doesn't support me or this or that, because I don't, we live in the greatest country in the world. We should be free enough to speak our minds. So I love what our president is doing. I don't love everything, but for most part, I respect him, and I respect him as a president. I respected what he did yesterday at the UN. That was one of the greatest speech that a president has ever given. And I am open about it. And I'm going to tell the people how I feel. If they don't like it, they don't like it. But most people that I meet on a daily basis respect what I'm trying to do. I love this country. I love the Constitution. I love our veterans. I love our military. And I want to be able to help lowering taxes. I want to be able to help agriculture in my community so people can go back to work. I want to help the teachers to be able to have more what they need. I want to help the police force. Those are things that I believe in. The Democrats don't believe that. The Democrats will continue to lie and will continue to put this socialist agenda on everybody's minds. And we have to do what they want to do. I don't want to do what they want to do. I don't respect it. And I don't like it. So I'll do whatever I want to do. And that's why I want to go into Congress. And I'm telling you, people have to really go to VoteAntonio.com and really give us whatever you can, because we need to win this. It's important for the future of our country. There's no joke anymore. These people on the left want to destroy the Constitution. They want to destroy the Second Amendment. They want to destroy all the things that we fought, that Americans fought so hard to get and have. So let's keep doing that. I want to go to Washington, and you know, I'm a hard worker. I never give up. And I'm not like these people. These people are in Congress for a long time. They get paid to go to Washington, D.C., and they do absolutely nothing. They don't return calls. They don't go. I mean, my opponent, I don't even think she lives in the community. She doesn't even talk to the people that live here. So I've been living here for over almost 13 years, and I love my community. I want to give back. So let's fight for what is right. Let's not look at the party, the Democrats or the Republicans. Look what is best for the American people. And I believe that what I carry in my heart, it's the best thing for it.
Let me ask you, because this last Saturday, we had California state lawmakers make it a sanctuary state. How do you feel about that? And how do you address that to the California voters in your area about it being a sanctuary state?
It's one of the most ridiculous things I ever heard. And that's what they're fighting for. We should fight for the American people. We shouldn't have sanctuary cities. We shouldn't definitely never have any sanctuary states. We should give back to the people who are here, who are paying every single day to go to work, to take their kids to school, to pay their taxes, to do everything right, to be American, to love this country so much. Those are the people that are making this country great. And we gotta, and they come from all over the world, because I came here in 1985 and I wanted to be an American citizen. And we did everything right, me and my family. We waited in line, and we just, you know, we had to save a lot of money and do it the hard way. But at the end of the day, when I became an American citizen in the mid-90s, it was one of the proudest moments of my entire life. And I respect this country.
And you're Italian? Your family's Italian, is that right?
Yeah, my dad is Italian, and my mom is from Prague. She's Czech. She escaped the Russians back in the day. You know,
that was a lesson. That was a lesson that you learned in your family. You know, my wife is, part of her family is half her mother is Italian, and she had cousins who wanted to immigrate to the United States, but it was such a difficult process legally, they didn't make it. And yet here we have all these people coming in illegally. And so it really does disrespect people who went through the process legally as your family did. It keeps other people out who really want to be Americans, but it's a very difficult process. But the other part of it is that in California, as soon as President Trump was elected, you had groups in California saying, we want to hide the lists of gang members because we're afraid that President Trump will deport them. How is that a good thing even for illegal immigrants who come here? Because frequently, as I pointed out in Long Island, it's Hispanics who have come here from Mexico or from El Salvador who are the first line victims of these others? I'm sorry, we only got about 10 seconds here.
Well, listen, I've been talking to a lot of Latinos, friends of mine who've been here a long time, who pay their taxes, who are American, who love this country, and they're like, this is not fair. This is not fair to us.
Right.
I've been working so hard and been waiting in line. So anyway, so
thank you, Antonio Sabato Jr. And let me give them that again, VoteAntonio.com. I'm David Knight with Real News. Stay with us. Alex Jones is coming up. He's starting in just a couple of moments.